This goes to Dr. First name is P like Paul, U, N like November, E-E-T, middle name Kaur, K-U-A-R, last name Uppal, U-P-P like Paul, A-L. Fax 989-772-6784. Regarding Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Banaski, B like a boy, E, N like November, A-S-K-E. Date of birth 8/14/1939. Dear Dr. Uppal, this is a consultation for Mr. Banaski, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which actually has been present since 2018. And luckily, the levels have remained very stable. And his most recent lab, 617 of 24, creatinine is 1.4, and that is his seems to be his new baseline creatinine level with a GFR of 46. It appears that his surgery for the prostate and bladder carcinoma, which occurred in 2018, it was after that event and that the kidney function declined and then restabilized. And he has been through many other procedures following that surgery, including coronary artery bypass graft with aortic valve replacement, cardiac catheterization and stent placement also, and multiple CAT scans with contrast to follow, to check for recurrence of prostate and bladder carcinoma, which has been negative to date. The patient also did receive neoadjuvant chemotherapy at University of Michigan in 2018. And he has been doing well with low, very low PSA levels since the surgery was done. His biggest complaint is intermittent problems with abdominal pain and constipation alternating with diarrhea. Following his bladder and prostate removal, he has ileal loop diversion now. And urine is always the same color yellow, he reports. Never gets too light, never gets dark, and he does not observe blood in it at this time. He is very alert and oriented, very cheerful, has a very excellent sense of humor, and likes to joke a lot during this consultation. And his wife is also present for this visit. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness. He has had a history of a TIA once, and he does have paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. No current chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities as well as neuropathy and numbness of lower extremities following his chemotherapy. And Raynaud's syndrome causes him to feel chronically cold, he reports. He does suffer from severe muscle cramps. They can be in his hands, his legs, his stomach, feet also. Past medical history is significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, iron deficiency anemia, TIA, gastroesophageal reflux disease, constipation alternating with diarrhea, Raynaud's syndrome, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic lymphedema of the lower extremities, neuropathy of the lower extremities, history of prostate carcinoma, history of transitional cell bladder carcinoma. He had all caps, M like Mary, A, L, T like Tom, lymphoma with radiation in 2003 and 2004, with no recurrence of that, and glaucoma. Past surgical history, he had a cardiac catheterization and stent placement in 2021. He had the coronary artery bypass graft with three vessel replacement and aortic valve replacement in 2020. Bilateral shoulder arthroscopies, rigid cystoscopy prior to the surgery to remove bladder and prostate, colonoscopies, tonsillectomy, right total knee replacement, radical cystoprostatectomy and ileal loop diversion with neoadjuvant chemotherapy, January of 2018 in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan. Watchman device was placed also. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. He denies he does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife. He's a retired police officer from Los Angeles and also retired from the Navy. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and type 2 diabetes. Drug allergies, he's got many drug allergies. A, C, E, T like Tom, A, Z like Zebra, O, L, A, M like Mary, I, D like David, E, erythromycin, I'll spell this next one, A, P like Paul, R, A, C, L, O, N like November, I, D like David, I, N like November, E, D like David, O, R, Z like Zebra, O, L, O, M like Mary, I, D like David, E, fluoromethone, I guess fluoromethylone, it's F like Frank, L, U, R, O, M like Mary, E, T, H, O, L, O, N like November, E, and methoxolamide, M like Mary, E, T, H, A, Z like Zebra, O, L, A, M like Mary, I, D, E, Pravacol, Crestor, Trimethoprim, T-R-I, M like Mary, E, T-H-O, P like Paul, R-I, M like Mary, R like Mary, or no, I'm sorry, Rimexolone or something, it's R like Ruby, I, M like Mary, E, X, O, L, O, N like November, E, adhesive, Betadine, latex, Zocor, and polymixin, P-O-L-Y, M like Mary, Y, X, I, N like November, a capital B. Medications, he's on Zetia, 10 milligram daily, metoprolol, 50 milligram, a half tablet twice a day, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Actually, he is on Pravacol, 10 milligram daily. This does cause the muscle cramps. That's the lowest dose, and he does tolerate this current dose. Aspirin is 81 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily. Vitamin C, 1 daily. Vitamin D3, 1 daily. He does not use any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 6 foot 0 inches, weight 160 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Somewhat distant sounds, though. Abdomen soft, non-tender. The ileal conduit loop device is in place. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, he does have 1+ edema, feet, ankles, and halfway up both legs. He has decreased sensation and slow capillary refill, 3 to 4 seconds in the toes, and pedal pulses 1+ in bilaterally, and no ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done 6/17 of 24. Creatinine is 1.4, which is stable and has been present and at that near that level since 2018. And albumin is 4.1. Liver enzymes are normal. Calcium 9.7. Potassium is 4.6. Sodium is 139. carbon dioxide 23.7